Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, hey, we're back again. My name is Ryan Jones, joined, as always, by Katie Waite. Hello, Katie.
Hello.
It's the Bachelor Podcast, where we try to make sense of Rachel, Gabby, and Logan. And
I can't believe it's week five.
It is week five, and we're already 2 weeks away from hometowns. We're already down to such a small number in 4.5 weeks. I'm so out of sync with how this season is rolling out.
Yeah, it's always funny when you get really close to hometowns and you still don't recognize some of the guys.
I think I think because of all the drama around Rachel going into this episode, I was 100% with all of her guys.
Yes, I was too.
It's Gabby's guys that I find myself having a little bit more of an issue with.
Eric and Jason, like I mm-hmm. thought looked so similar. And they really don't, but I couldn't have told you they're names a little better after this episode, but not much.
Yeah, I think most of the season I would throw Eric into that mix as well, and it's Eric.
Yeah.
Jason,
and Johnny too, but I mean after we finally got a one-on-one with Johnny, so I kind of know who he's
yes
now, but
yes, Johnny,
those three were very very similar in the beginning.
Johnny very much made himself known to Bachelor Nation this week, and we'll get to that. But we're in Belgium, which means waffles and chocolates. And, we pick up with the Logan drama. And I think we just need to unpack all that right away, because we saw last week he was thinking, oh, I don't want to be with Rachel. But then he accepts a rose from Rachel. So we already talked about how crappy it was for him to take a rose last week. But how do you feel that notwithstanding, because we're past that, how do you feel he handled his transition this week?
Not that I'm a Logan fan.
No.
But I actually think he did it pretty well. He didn't wait until after the group date. But the way he talked to her, like I felt like he was genuinely like felt sorry for her. But even the way, I think the thing that stood out the most was when he was telling Gabby about the conversation with Rachel, and he didn't make Rachel sound bad, like sound that she handled it wrong. And, like, oh, I told her, and I don't know why she was so upset, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, he didn't go that route. He was like, you know, she's frustrated, and I completely understand why, and I feel horrible, but I have to follow my feelings, whatever. So I actually think he handled it pretty well, not saying that I'm pro Logan.
No, this is very much not a Logan-friendly zone. I get it.
But it could have been a lot more, like, catty. And it wasn't. I think he genuinely handled Rachel and Gabby pretty well with this conversation.
I was a little surprised that Rachel didn't just completely eviscerate him. And I kind of think if he had tried to go on for like 3 or 4 more sentences, I think she might have.
Yeah.
Because she started at, oh, yeah, no, I appreciate you telling me that. But then like the light clicked and it went right to, because she sort of said it quickly of, oh, so you're just accepting roses when you know you already knew you didn't want to be with me. Cool. And then he tried to go back into the, oh, but you're so great. And she's like, just stop.
Yeah. It didn't sound like it really caught up with her, because even after then talking to Gabby, he's like, I don't trust him, blah, 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 all this stuff. But I think it took a while to register in her mind. Like, I thought I was past all this like rejection and humiliation, and now it's happening again. And why am I here? I don't want to do this anymore.
Which the same if, old, same old. Exactly. The new drinking game is drink every time Rachel somehow either says she's going to quit or insinuates she's going to quit.
She'd or be don't out here, drink because you'll pass out.
I was just going to say, she'd be out here murdering people. Yeah. And the fact that she got so, and I get why she's upset, of course, because every time, I mean, she's set up for it. Every time someone rejects her, then she starts saying, oh, I'm so glad that's behind me and everybody's here for me. And then she gets kicked in the gut again. So I get it. But each time it also doesn't send the best message to these guys when they're going to watch this back. And, or even when they canceled the date, we saw a little bit of this. But when she's like, I'm supposed to have 7 guys, I'm like, well, what about the 6 you have?
Yeah.
It's not that like
want to be with you.
Right. And it sounds like down the line, we might have some more drama once it gets super small. But if you still have 6 dudes who are very much not Logan, and, you know, some of them you claim to have this, you know, really promising connection with. So each time somebody rejects you, and no one is saying that's not awful, but are you just completely just poo-pooing what you have with the other people because, oh, you don't have the same number as Gabby, so forget right. about all the other relationships you have?
Yeah. I think she really thought that she was past it last week, and then for it to like resurface immediately after last week, I think she just couldn't believe that it was happening again. And it took a while for her feelings to catch up.
Yeah. And I get that. No one's saying being rejected. Yeah. No one's saying being rejected is fun. We've all been there.
It's on national TV.
Yeah. And then of course, yeah. Add, you know, 20 million people or whatever. Sure. Plus, you know, the millions more on the internet that get to watch it over and over. Not even just on social media, but any of these gossip shows. Totally get it. But it just, it's wild to me that each time this happens, she just immediately forgets about every other guy who has not shown a single inkling of wanting to switch or shown any wavering at all. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
But so she, you know, Logan then goes to Gabby, and I liked that Gabby was very much Gabby, because, you know, yep, uh-huh, and never really seemed shocked by any of it. Yeah. Uh-huh. But I like the fact that she says, listen, I'm going to talk to my girl first, because now I would have even appreciated her more if she said, deuces, we're kicking you overboard. Like,
yeah,
but fine. If she really did, because she, the first thing she said was, you were the only one that we were overlapping on. So fine.
Which is true. Yeah.
Okay. But when she goes to see Rachel, I understand you want to hear what she's saying, which Rachel is saying, oh, you know, if that's something you want to do, fine. It didn't seem very convincing to me.
Yeah, I mean, she wasn't going to say, yes, you should definitely do it. But yeah, it was definitely like, yeah, if you want to, go for it. But, you know, it really upset me and humiliated me. And she's like, okay.
Yeah. It's like, so I just got, you know, my worst fears confirmed again on national TV. But, you know, cool. If you think this is what you want to do, then I fully support you. But then in her confessional or whatever, she sort of went all in about how Logan isn't trustworthy. And I'm really worried that that's going to happen to Gabby too. Well, why isn't she telling Gabby that?
Yeah, you probably should have mentioned that part.
Because I understand if you, or and you know that she had feelings for him because, again, the overlap. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's out of the realm to say, you know what? I know we both had feelings for him, but the way he handled this really didn't sit well with me. I'm really concerned that he's here for the wrong reasons. So you can drink for real this time. Mm-hmm. And I just think he's going to hurt you. And she instead decided to play nice and just say, yeah, it sucked, but you know, you do what you think is best for you.
Yeah. Well, it felt like she was like, just do whatever you want to do pretty much. But then when you jump ahead, I think to the rose ceremony, the way she kind of like watches that whole section play out, it's kind of like, are you mad at him? Are you kind of not over him? Or like, what are you feeling right now?
Yeah, it's that whole situation is so bizarre because, first of all, I have to believe the only reason Gabby had as many roses as she did was that so she would have a rose to give to Logan.
Right.
I almost have to just assume they said, listen, you're only going to have this many roses, but we'll give you one more if you agree to give it to Logan. Like, we're not going to affect, these are the numbers. We're not going to affect it all. You can have those, but we will give you this extra one if it goes to Logan and you can, you know, we'll allow you to see if there's anything there, you know, basically a producer's pick without taking one away from her.
Mm-hmm. That's
the only way it makes sense for her to have such a dramatic number at this point.
Right.
Because just because Logan goes over there doesn't mean you have to give her an extra rose to hand out.
Yeah.
So that's the part one. Part two, yeah, you are 100% right, because Rachel could have burned a hole through that dude when he walked past her after getting the rose. And is it all towards him? Is she starting to get a little frustrated with Gabby? Because yes, she could have said, please don't keep him here. He's a jerk. I think he's going to hurt you, blah. But should she have had the friend understanding of maybe don't date my boyfriend?
No. Yeah, and especially the way she just looked after, like how they got that shot. It was rough. Like, what is going on?
I keep waiting, and God bless them both for playing nice with each other. I keep waiting for there to be some sort of issue between the two, because it's you can see it, but so far it's all still BFFs to the end. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if Logan brings this out. Clearly there's more Logan drama on the way. We know that much.
Of course.
But if they do continue to the end, which again, I'm still holding the sign 100% that like, just let the season be Gabby the rest of the way. I still feel that way. And her six breakdowns in this episode didn't do anything to sway me the other way. But I do wonder if they both go to the end. I still keep waiting for it to bubble up about now with Logan. And like, really?
Yeah.
All these guys, everybody wants you, which isn't true, but everybody wants you. And you can't just let me kick this guy overboard? Really?
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, other than the burning eyesight, was there anything you took away from Logan getting that rose? I mean, did you, like most of us, I guess, we're probably expecting it, but were you a little surprised that she didn't just poo-poo him away?
A little, because I felt, like we talked about, I felt like she is better at the girl language. But there was, I mean, clearly there must have been some sort of connection to make her just overlook that part and be like, no, I'm going to pursue this and just see what happens. I mean, there's always one, at least one risky person in the group. So this is it.
Yeah. I don't know. I think, as you know, if you listen to this week in, week out, very pro Gabby, I do think this is a big L for her, and it doesn't stand for Logan. I'm with the guys here too, of like, wait a minute, we've been with you for how long? And now all of a sudden this dude that you've spent like 3 minutes with, you're giving a rose to. I totally get how anyone would feel like, well, yeah, we've been here the whole time and now he's just equal with us. Like,
I mean, it's 5 weeks in. It's not week two or three.
But let's go through the dates. We saw right off the bat that Rachel, despite the rejection, is going to have a date, a group date. But alas, she sends Jesse in her stead. A couple parts of this.
Jesse definitely earned his salary though tonight, I think.
He did. He, as much of fish out of water as he's been the last couple weeks, and how much you want to put at his feet and how much you want to put at the show, I mean, that's a different story. But I thought he was much stronger in this episode.
Agreed.
But when he shows up to that date, what do you feel about Rachel's decision to, you know, send her representative and cancel the date?
I mean, I definitely felt bad for the guys. I mean, I understand how that she was upset, but maybe just start the date later, and not just cancel the whole thing, because it isn't fair to the guys, and the guys were right to be frustrated about it. But they don't have a lot of time, and to just take this away just because you were upset with someone that's not even there anymore for you. It was kind of, it really just took it away from the guys more than herself.
Yeah. And these guys get to, are walking around this beautiful town, and a couple of them mentioned it, you know, this is where we were going to make these great memories. And now they've gone on this trip. And they've basically got nothing to show for, because the only time then they spent with her after was just another cocktail party where they could have done that literally anywhere.
Anywhere.
Yeah. And the fact that she's in her hotel room, I'm not saying she doesn't have a right to be upset, but for her to be in her hotel room crying about how everyone wants to leave when you specifically have, you know, what,
when
five
you're
guys?
Leaving guys.
Yeah. You've got a bunch of guys downstairs walking around town aimlessly, like very excited to see you. So clearly everyone doesn't want to leave.
Yes. Yeah, she doesn't see that aspect of any of this. That's the one aspect she's missing for sure. Yeah,
and I really appreciate Jesse clearly trying to talk her into going on the date and making it very clear, like there. And I almost think he should have gone this route early on when she first started throwing out the I shouldn't be the bachelorette and oh my god I can't do this, is there is no such thing as a perfect bachelor bachelorette. We've seen that every single season.
Oh, we I know
mean, see, right? And as someone that was on a season of someone who very much wasn't the perfect bachelor, so it's helpful I guess for Jesse to say it too, but they saw it firsthand. For as much as I think, Rachel, bow out of this, you are already 1,000,000% better than Clayton ever was.
Exactly.
So I really appreciate Jesse trying to sort of ease her fears and say, we're all making it up. Like, none of us come in here know what the hell we're doing. But it wasn't enough to get her to go. And then you see the guys upset. And I think you saw a little bit of the beginning of what, especially a Tino, because we saw that start to bubble up a little bit. What do you make of this, the beginning of the, what I think will end up being, I can't believe they're dating another person, but, they're not, or in this case, she is not valuing us and our, what we've built so far.
I mean, in a way, I understand it. I don't think I would have brought it like that. they do have a right to feel that way.
100%.
Because it's, she's not looking at it that way, and she isn't valuing really their time. Don't have to bring it up like that. There's like probably better ways to bring that up. It's understandable. It's a valid emotion.
Yeah. And clearly I agree with them 100%. And then I agree with you. I think you could have chosen a different way to say it. And especially Tino, I mean, clearly it worked, but for him to sit down and he didn't mansplain it exactly, but I thought he was a little harsh with how he was talking to her about the group date. And I appreciate Rachel and her reaction of hold up and making it clear that, no, I see you and this is serious and all that. I think she could have gotten that point across by just going on the group date. But that doesn't stop me from also like cringing a little when Tino, I thought, was a little harsh.
Yeah.
In his assessment of everything, but clearly it worked because not only did she apologize again and thank him, but then they're all making out and everything's great. And Tino's the greatest again. So, I mean,
and gets the rose.
So, I mean, what the hell do I know? I guess.
Worked.
But I was a little surprised that he came out sort of guns blazing like that. Mm-hmm. Even though clearly we're also on the same page that we get it, maybe just a little more delicate about it.
Yeah.
That's all. I mean,
we're all on the same page. Explain that you have all these people that want to be around you and want you to be here and not, you know, cancel just because you got some bad eggs.
Yeah. And I did really enjoy when Rachel told Gabby that she canceled the date, Gabby's face again, like this is like the third time when she's been legitimately shocked by something Rachel's done. It's like,
I love these reactions.
Why would you cancel the group date? I would never cancel the group date. I mean, it was just, it was pure. Like if you were to put like a Gabby meme for the season, I think it's that face. It's like,
yeah, what? Absolutely.
What are you talking about?
Why would you do that?
And I do appreciate Gabby. I mean, I appreciate Gabby as a whole, but that she is still, everything's great. Oh, I know that these guys are here for you, and sort of just saying the same sort of stuff that Jesse was like, let's focus on these other guys. Like, it's okay.
Yep.
And I don't know if that's her. Obviously, part of it is just being Gabby, but I'm sure part of it was also like, don't pay attention to this Logan over here. Mm-hmm. Pay no attention to him. Let's focus on these other dudes, which is basically what we've all been saying.
Right.
But it was very not curious. It was interesting coming from Gabby, who I do think 99% of it was just her being awesome. But there was, I think, a little bit of pay no attention to the Logan that I'm about to give a rose to.
Yes.
Agreed. And so we get Tino gets a rose, and then it was funny. We were talking, watching the show, and it's like, is Gabby not on this episode or what's happening?
When is she coming in?
But it, you know, I guess the rest of the way here really is just going to be, okay, Rachel gets her show, Gabby gets her show, and we move along. And if this Logan mess didn't happen, it would have probably been 100% that way. Mm-hmm. But so Gabby gets out, she goes on the group date. We actually get to see a true Belgian waffle.
Yes.
Immediately I wanted breakfast for dinner. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess I could just have breakfast for breakfast tomorrow, but
that's true. You can have a waffle for breakfast.
That sort of seems boring, but an actual Belgian waffle. And so what did you think when this monster brings out these two buckets of fish? And I know nothing about Belgium, so maybe I would know better if I knew anything about Belgium.
Neither do I when
you saw that?
I definitely thought it was going to be some sort of eating, like Yes. The buckets of fish or something.
Yes.
Something
I was gross. So upset.
I did not think we were going to do slap each other with
I was so disappointed because, you know, I watched the challenge and my favorite part of any of the challenge, and usually it's the finales, but sometimes it's other times. My favorite thing is when they make them eat these disgusting goat eyes and intestines and all these just disgusting things, or whole fish in this case. And I was so excited about that. And then I'm like, oh, we're going to slap each other. Like, okay. But I mean, so can we attribute like the tortilla challenge to Belgium?
100%. Yeah.
Is this because as soon as they start slapping,
that's what it
slapping
is.
Each other, all I can think of is The Rock slapping Kevin Hart with a tortilla.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm glad he didn't use a fish. He would have decapitated the dude. But so is that fair to say that Belgium?
I think so. 100%.
In Bruges is where we found the tortilla
challenge.
That's where
we can credit. That's where we can credit it.
TikTok, way to go. And so then Logan joins the fray and the guys are sort of confused. And I think everyone sort of handled it much better than I would have.
Yeah, there's usually a fight that breaks out right away. I think the guys were probably just too shocked to even realize what was happening because they definitely didn't expect that.
And perfect setup of, you know, hey, we all like each other. There's no drama. Everything's great. And then, oh my God, that's Logan's music. And, you know, he runs in to tell the story. Yeah,
don't say stuff like that because that just means something the opposite is going to happen.
Yeah. If your producer ever asks you to, oh, can you just tell us about how great everything's going? Don't do it.
Refuse.
Future bachelor and bachelorettes, do not fall for that trick because they're just setting you up from the top rope. But in this case, I just didn't love that Logan was the one to tell them. Or at least Logan alone. I think either Gabby walking him in, and I understand this gets them to hate him more, so it's fine. But I would have appreciated her telling them as opposed to just showing up and being like, oh, so Logan's here, and I guess he filled you in.
Yeah, because I didn't want to do it.
Yeah, basically, and all of a sudden you had all these guys who were like, hey, this is going to be the best night ever, to like, and again, handled it better than I would. Because in years past, even you would have seen somebody like bro out at him, being like,
"Yeah,
what are you doing messing up our vibe?"
Yeah, definitely a lot more aggressive. Usually, when something this happens.
Oh my God, I would have totally lost it, like 100%. So, you know, even you know, Nate Spencer, like everybody, almost to a person, was like, "Yeah, this is sort of a bummer because what does it say about us?" But not a single person lost their shit, and I was like, well done, guys. Yes. I would have been up. Yeah. For all I rip Rachel for losing it, I would have lost my mind. As soon as he walked in, I bet, oh, hell no. This is not happening. No. Mm-mm. So God bless. I am so thankful, though, that Logan didn't get the group date rose.
Yes.
I worried that we talk about it a lot, but that and especially even the fact that he got to stick around, but that the producer would have gotten her ear and be like, you know, it'd be really great to welcome him into the group to show that you really
this
mean
is a
business.
Great opportunity to just
slide him a rose. And they were setting it up for that too. So I was like, oh, they're totally just buttering us up to give him the rose. And thankfully Nate, who, I mean, if he's not number one in my book, he's right near the top because
for sure.
And listen, we're going to find out these next couple of weeks, you know, they teased some drama, but I'm hoping it doesn't come from Nate because Nate and Tyler are my guys. Nate and Tyler are my guys at this point. I got a sneak in one of those, this coming up this season, I saw something with Tyler that got me very excited, and I don't want to spoil anything, so I didn't want to say anything, but of where they might be going. And I was very excited. But I didn't see Nate in the middle of the drama. So hopefully
he stays out.
stays out of the fray and like to
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
See Nate here, at least near, I mean, we're already near the end, but like near the end.
Closer.
Nate's my guy. Don't upset me, please.
Yeah. Screw it up.
No, I will melt like Rachel if all of a sudden you rip off your mask and you're like, haha, I'm really a jerk.
Yeah. Poor Rachel.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
But surprise, and maybe it wasn't to most people, but I was a little surprised even that Rachel got herself together to go on a one-on-one date. I'm like, oh, wow, she's decided to show up for the episode.
But I'm glad she did because it was a good one.
It was a good one. So what did you take away from Avon, another seemingly good dude, one-on-one with Rachel?
Yeah, definitely a fan. They had a great connection. Like, they were able to talk and have serious conversations, but also there was a lot of laughing, which is, we haven't seen a lot for Rachel.
Seriously.
There was just like a really good mood and a good vibe. And I think they were great together.
And I don't want to relive what was probably going through Rachel's mind, but as Avon is telling this incredible story about his childhood of, you know, I lived with my mother, but then with my father, and I didn't have a relationship with my mother. I'm like, this sounds a lot like someone we know who's estranged from their mother and has been working to try to make sense of it in their adult life that we've been talking to for 5 weeks.
Yeah.
If only someone came to, oh, right, a person on the other side of the ship.
Yeah, very similar.
As soon as he's saying that, she's got to be thinking like, oh, is he in the mid-sentence here going to be like, I might think, you know what, Gabby would probably understand this a little bit better, so
I'm going to go talk to her instead.
Thanks for the chocolates. I'm going to jump on the carriage here, and we're going to head over and find Gabby.
Oh my God, imagine.
I could, as soon as he started telling that story, which obviously, you know, harrowing for him, but I'm like, this is Gabby. Are you really? It's almost like they set this up. I mean, what is happening? But that doesn't happen, and we're all happy. And they have maybe, like, was there ever a bigger fireworks display in like the history of one of these franchises?
Yeah, it must be a Belgian thing.
Oh my God. And I don't know. Maybe they're just so ready to spend some money because of the years of, you know, hey, we're going to Jacksonville. So I was like, okay, we have some money to spend. Like, mama's going to spend, you know?
Yeah, bring out those fireworks.
It took us a while. Like, no, we're not having a few fireworks. No. We're having all the fireworks.
give us all of them.
Like, they're going to be outlawed in Bruges from now on because the locals are going to complain so much.
Yeah.
And that takes us to Johnny, Gabby, one-on-one. Your thoughts on Mr. Too Cool for School per Gabby?
I actually loved the date. I think they had the perfect amount of being the same kind of goofy, but also were able to have very serious conversations too. When they first started the date, I wasn't sure. I was like, I can't tell if they go together or not, but watching them interact, I was like, all right, I could see this happening.
I was almost turned the TV off when they're bathing in beer and he decides to drink it, because there are certain lines you don't cross. And yes, I want them to eat raw fish. I want them to eat like animal's eyes and stuff. Absolutely. But don't drink something that you've been bathing in, beer or otherwise. Can we just agree that, yes, goat testicles are okay, drinking something you're bathing in, not okay?
Yeah, okay, I wasn't including that in my positive review.
Because they're you know, these are delicacies in certain, you know, parts of the world. There is no doubt, there's nowhere in the world where people are like, let me drink this water I'm bathing in. It just doesn't exist.
Yeah, it was like so warm, probably.
Oh god, that's the warmness wasn't even what I was thinking about, but that makes it worse. Thank you for that.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
I don't know. There was something about Johnny that seems off to me, and I couldn't put my finger on it, because I agree with you. Everything seemed great. It was all fun and games, and she was like, oh, I need him to be vulnerable. Then he was vulnerable. So like, it all worked.
Something, yeah, that's why at first I was like, I don't know if this is, how is this gonna go? Like, how is this gonna happen? But then it ended up going seemingly
great.
So then I was like, oh, maybe it's just because we didn't really know him.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I would like to see like another date.
Yeah, I definitely need more Johnny just by himself. Or speaking one-on-one with one of the dudes, just to get like sort of a real feel for his attitude, because it's, I don't know if it's a too cool for school thing that Gabby brought up, but like something was just like not quite right. And I couldn't put my finger on it, because on the surface, everything was good. I walked away from that date just not totally buying
not
in
sold. Yeah.
To Team Johnny.
Yeah. We need more Johnny, and I think not with her. I think, like you said, we need it.
Mm-hmm.
We need some candids.
Yeah, because like I said, Team Nate on the captain. No problem. No issues. No questions. This one, Johnny? Yeah. Can't quite put my finger on it. But that brings us to the end of the episode, which is cocktail party, rose ceremony. The cocktail party seemed a little... I'm expecting some fireworks, especially with Logan there. And I don't know if it goes back to when he went to the guys, and again, they handled it so much better than I did or would.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It just sort of seemed to be there. And everyone's like, yeah, we're going to get some time and really hope she likes me more than Logan. And it was just them sort of talking about the situation. And I don't know.
Yeah, no fights, no confrontations.
No, it was, they're all talked about how they were worried, but none of them really
express either, it.
Yeah, exactly. They just sort of let him say his piece. Oh, sorry, some of you guys didn't get time because the date was canceled. Oh well. And then nobody confronted him. No one really confronted Gabby for even allowing him to still stick around. I don't know. Yeah. I was expecting fireworks, but maybe they wasted them all on the date.
I think they wasted them all the night before.
And so if those were the actual number of roses that Gabby had, I would have taken either Michael or Mario at that point. It just, I mean, they are, even before he switched, they were both so far ahead of Logan. Because Logan was
Mario, especially, wasn't he? He was first impression.
Yeah. And I mean, Logan just always seemed like a shyster. And then he's just sort of confirmed it, especially with his, he did not help himself in his one-on-one camera time about it's like leaning into it and be like, oh no, this is great. Oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever. I barely spent time with her and I got a rose. So
yeah,
screw these guys.
Yeah.
Used car salesman, man.
Not helping.
Ugh. So sorry to lose Michael and Mario. Meatball, I mean.
I'm just glad he didn't ask again to stay.
Oh my God.
Like, you already got a free vacation again. Like, just
how incredible.
Doesn't want you.
How amazing would it have been if, as soon as Rachel didn't choose him and says, oh no, Ethan, you get this rose, if he would have raised his hand and been like, Gabby, I'd just like to, you know,
I'm really here for you.
I really thought we had a connection. And so if you wanted to give me a rose, I'd be okay. I don't know how your feelings are on that, but I would be okay with that.
Or if he just followed Rachel out again and was like, are you sure?
I'm here for you.
They say third time's a charm.
Unlike some people, I'm not rejecting you. This time. Although technically, yeah, he rejected her first. So you've got, you know, at this point, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 4, that's 10, plus the women. You've got 12 people on a, like, this monster cruise ship just wandering around. I mean, this is like a horror movie waiting to happen. Like, can you imagine? Obviously, I'm sure with your, I don't know if you could do cruise ships anyways. I don't know if that's a thing.
I did do one cruise, like, after I started my whole Vertigo thing. And, like, the first 2 days are really rough, the first one or two. But then if you constantly take medication, like, it really doesn't feel like you're moving. But the first day or day and a half is, like, really rough.
But can you imagine, first of all, taking all the Dramamine in the world? So you fine. But can you imagine being on, like, this brand new, massive cruise ship and there's, like, 12 people and crew? So, okay, 50 people? I mean,
yeah.
When it should be however many thousands, that's got to be, like,
and
ghost ship.
And you have not enjoyed
vibes.
One part of it yet.
Well, and that's exactly, and that's the other part. It's just, I would be afraid to, like, turn down a hallway and just all of a sudden be like, red room, red room. Yeah. Like, what is, no. Mm-mm. Okay, guy, check please.
Yeah, no, definitely travel in the group.
Can I have my passport back? I need to, yeah. I'm just going to.
I do not want to be here anymore. Don't tell Rachel. Please.
I'm just going to jump off here. Oh, Jesus. Where are we heading? We're going to Amsterdam. All right.
Amsterdam.
Windmills. Maybe we'll be have some, see some sex in some windmills. They seem to like that in the show.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
And I love the fact that they said this season. They didn't even tell us next week. They're just like, look at all this crap that's going to happen. So a lot of drama on
the
way.
Don't quit yet.
Exactly. Both of them basically at one point, I mean, Rachel, big surprise, but even Gabby seemingly like, what is happening? Why am I here? So a lot of drama to be had, other than Rachel quitting 6 times and everything else on this episode. Is there non-Gabby and Rachel news that we need to talk about?
Not much, actually. Tyler Cameron has broken up with his girlfriend of, like, a few months. The model he was dating.
Your husband better watch out.
What?
Your husband better watch out.
Yeah.
He's free again.
That's right. And the other thing is, I texted you, or I sent this to you earlier, but this whole thing is just, like, blowing up.
So
Maddie Pruitt did an interview with her now fiance about kind of how they met, how they got together.
It's Maddie Pruitt, by the way. It's always Maddie Pruitt. I don't know.
Their future plans together and what they think of each other. And it's just, like, it's so cringy. I'm not even, you need to watch it. I think I think I'll post it. It's just too cringy to post, I think.
No, you need to post it at Bachelor Podcast.
I will post it. And it kind of just took off, and there's like TikToks and reels of just like imitating them, and it's just, oh, I can't even explain it. You just have to watch it.
It was.
So I will post that right now on Instagram and Facebook.
I don't think I've ever
watched it with your own caution, because you, it's like you can't stop watching, but you don't want to see any of it.
Yeah. Listen, the internet was made for cringy videos, but I think this is the first time where I fully understood the I can't even, because I'm watching this and like immediate facepalm. I'm thinking, what is, I mean, when it leaves, like, just, you'll get it. So at Bachelor Podcast, go watch it for as long as you
can. We don't need to explain anything.
As long as you can stand it. But that is, wow. Yeah, that was something. It was a good pregame. Let's just put it that way. Yes. Thank you. It helped me prepare for this episode.
Whew. You're welcome to everyone who watches it.
Oh, so that's the kicker this week?
Yep, that's the kicker.
Well, Maddie Prue.
It's kind of blowing up because it's
I'm always Maddie Prue. Okay, yes, we get it. You're Maddie Prue. Okay, sheesh.
Swag.
Oh, yeah, I got the swag too. Oh, my God. The only person less swaggy than me is this dude. So enjoy it. Well, Katie, listen, you brought your A game again. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
As we said, at Bachelor Podcast on all socials. My name is Ryan Jones. Thanks for joining us, and we will see you here next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.